After nearly 20 months and multiple extensions, the high-level investigation into the Christchurch terror attack will today hand over its findings. The Royal Commission was tasked with examining what exactly security agencies knew about the terrorist before the shootings and what it did with the information. It was also looking at what could be done to prevent similar attacks ever happening again. It's still not exactly clear when the report and findings will be made public, however. And the government anticipates it will be, though, before Christmas. But for the families of the 51 Muslims killed on March the 15th, it's just another step in a long recovery. Here's our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.
Aya Al-Umadi is still adjusting to life without her brother Hussein.
Whilst my one and only brother Hussein is gone, it is important to me that no sibling should have to go through what I went through. And no mother or father should have to bury their child in this manner.
Hussein Al-Umadi was murdered as he prayed at the Al-Noor Mosque in March last year. And today, the investigation into how the terrorist attack that killed him and 50 others was able to happen will hand over its report.
Just like the sentencing, the report is another piece of the puzzle that we would add to our journey of recovery.
The complexity of the investigation, difficulty gathering top secret information, and the COVID-19 pandemic means the inquiry is handing over its final report almost a year later than first expected. But Ms. Al-Umadi is confident this means the investigation didn't overlook key areas.
Having the report back as soon as possible wouldn't have brought our loved ones back, or it wouldn't have escalated the recovery of the injured or traumatised victims. I mean, the report did take however long it needed to take to have a quality outcome. And I would rather that for the betterment of our future and safety.
The entire inquiry was held behind closed doors, and strict suppression orders mean what the Royal Commission has discovered is, for now, a complete mystery. Some of the only information that has been shared publicly is a list of some of the nearly 400 people the inquiry has interviewed, including the terrorist, the Prime Minister, and the heads of the country's spy agencies.
We definitely hope that there is thorough explanation, a lot of detail.
Anjum Rahman and the Islamic Women's Council made a lengthy submission to the inquiry and took the unusual step of releasing it publicly earlier this year. They told the Royal Commission the shootings might not have happened if it weren't for the failures of agencies like the Security Intelligence Service and police. Ms. Rahman is feeling apprehensive about eventually reading the final report.
It will be distressing for a lot of people to see where there may have been failures, where things could have been and should have been done better.
Internal Affairs Minister Jan Tinetti anticipates, but can't guarantee, the government will release the report publicly by Christmas.
I receive the report and then I will give permission for it to be released to the ministers that are involved in that, the Crown Ministers involved in that, and then it'll be worked through from there.
Ms. Tinetti says it's possible the families of the victims and survivors of the attack could read the report before the wider public, but there would ultimately be a decision made by the Prime Minister. Jacinda Ardern will also decide how much of the report is made public, but the Royal Commission has prepared it, so no redactions are necessary. Atuiti Fadi Padimata, Mutiho Takotiatane, Ko Katie Scott Truraho.